Hi, I'm Ranjini Star, chronic disease epidemiologist from the Hawaii Department of Health. Matt Turner is my co-author, and he's sitting in the audience. The title of my talk today is Contribution of Alcohol Consumption to Excessive Weight. In general, studies of the relationship between alcohol and adiposity are inconclusive. There's a lot of debate surrounding whether it's only excessive alcohol consumption that contributes to obesity, or if it's all alcohol consumption. Some studies have shown that light to moderate consumption can actually be protective against obesity and weight gain. There are some sex-related differences that have been noted in some studies and not in others, and they are inconclusive in terms of whether it's men or women who are more likely to gain weight from alcohol. There are some studies that show that binge drinking is more likely to be associated with weight gain than heavy drinking, but that still remains inconclusive. Some studies actually go away from looking at current consumption to patterns of consumption over time, and have reported that what really contributes to weight gain from alcohol use is the increase in quantity over time. So if you drink a steady amount over a lifetime, that's less likely to contribute to weight gain than actually increasing your quantity over time. And then, of course, there are studies that say it's not about the alcohol, it's about the change in food consumption patterns while drinking that contributes to obesity. Alcohol metabolism changes with age as well, so its impact on obesity can therefore change as one ages. And there are many other risk factors that the literature says are associated with whether or not weight gain occurs with alcohol use, including the type of alcohol consumed, with beer being more likely to be contributing to weight gain as compared to some of the other types of alcohol, physical activity levels, as well as genetics. So the purpose of this study was to examine the relationship between alcohol consumption patterns and weight status among adults in Hawaii. Really, from a chronic disease perspective, we rarely think about alcohol as an important contributor to calories consumed, so this was an exploratory analysis for us. We spend a lot of time thinking about sugar-sweetened beverages and other types of contributions, nutritional contributions to obesity, but we don't really think about alcohol as a separate and additional risk factor. We took Hawaii Behavior Risk Factor Survey data from 2011 through 14. We looked at demographic questions, the self-reported height and weight to calculate BMI, alcohol consumption questions, as well as physical activity. We examined the association between alcohol consumption and being overweight or obese among adults who are current drinkers, adjusting for some potential confounders, specifically age, sex, and physical activity. The analysis used SAS Callable Sudan to account for the complex survey design, and we obtained adjusted prevalence ratios as well as adjusted prevalence rates. So just to go over the definitions, although these should be relatively familiar to this audience, current drinking is having had at least one drink of any alcoholic beverage in the past 30 days. Heavy drinking is men having more than two or women having more than one alcoholic drink per day in the past 30 days. Binge drinking is men having five or more and women having four or more alcoholic drinks on at least one occasion in the past 30 days. And excessive drinking is actually a combination variable where either one who binge drinks or chronic drinks, defined as men having 15 or more drinks and women having eight or more alcoholic drinks per week in the past 30 days. Together, heavy drinking, binge drinking, or excessive drinking are, I call them all together, problematic drinking. Weight status, of course, was defined using our typical BMI categories. So the results of our analysis show that 50.9% of Hawaii's adults report that they're current drinkers and on average consume a median of 0.2 drinks per week. The prevalence varies by age group, as you can see. 19.4, one in five Hawaii adults is a binge drinker, consuming a median of 9.1 drinks per week. 7.6% of Hawaii adults are heavy drinkers, consuming a median of 21 drinks per week, and 22.6% of Hawaii's adults are excessive drinkers, consuming a median of 11.7 drinks per week. So the amount consumed varies substantially once you get into the problematic drinking groups. So according to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, The number of calories per drink of alcohol varies substantially, and therefore its contribution to the daily calorie intake. From a low here, a few examples here of a glass of champagne from 84 calories in a glass of champagne, all the way up to almost 500 calories in depending upon the cocktail. So assuming that on average a drink has 125 calories, which can actually really vary, the median excess calories contributed by alcohol to a person's daily calorie intake can substantially vary across the drinking groups, up to a high of 18.8% of all calories consumed for heavy drinkers. So 56.3% of adults in Hawaii are classified as being overweight or obese. However, when we look at the proportion overweight or obese across our drinking groups, there is variation, with binge drinkers having a significantly higher proportion of those classified as overweight or obese compared to other groups. When we throw this into a model and adjust for age and sex, we find that binge drinking and excessive drinking, but not heavy drinking, are associated with a higher proportion of overweight or obese in the population. So just pulling out binge drinking and looking at adjusted prevalence rates, 55% of current drinkers who do not binge drink are classified as overweight or obese, compared to 60% of current drinkers who do engage in binge drinking. The graph is similar with attenuated proportions for excessive drinkers, so I did not put that up here. This relationship remains significant when adjusted for leisure time physical activity. So in conclusion, half of Hawaii's population are current drinkers, among whom nearly half engage in problematic drinking associated with significant excess calorie consumption. Binge drinking and excessive drinking are associated with significantly higher weight status after adjusting for age and sex. Binge drinkers are 9% more likely, and excessive drinkers 5% more likely to be overweight or obese. The relationship between binge or excessive drinking and weight status remains significant after accounting for physical activity, and alcohol is an often neglected but important contributor to population obesity levels. Thank you. Questions?